In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
What's up, y'all? It's Drewski, and I've teamed up with Mountain Dew to produce a hilarious new basketball podcast called The Dew Zone with Drewski. Learn the backstories of your favorite ballers and celebrities like Jamal Murray. Did you have, like, a favorite team? Was it the Raptors at the time or no? Was the Raptors even started around that time?
Come on, bro.
I ain't that old, fam. You're talking like I'm 50.
Taylor Rooks, Asia Wilson, and many more. You won't want to miss this. Listen to The Dew Zone with Drewski on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts. Hello and welcome to the Air Buds Podcast. Oh, we're having so much fun already. My name's Jamel.
I'm Peter, and I'm Mike.
Whoa, Peter came in quick.
Yeah, look at me. I'm Peter. Hey, guys.
How's it going,
Peter? Air Buds, presented by Blue Wire Pods. Did you hear we're getting a studio in Las Vegas?
I did hear that, Peter Moses. Wow. Thank you.
Anyways, gotta go. Bye.
Damn. Bye, Peter. Peter just, okay.
Peter had to leave. So it's just me and Jamel for today's episode. How you doing, Jamel?
I'm doing good.
Happy basketball to you.
Happy basketball to ye, my lord, my brethren.
Thank you.
My brethren.
My brethren. I like my
brethren. My breadman. Yeah, my breadman.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, my breadman?
Let's get this breadman.
Breadman.
Look, welcome to the Air Buds Podcast. You know what the fuck you're listening to. You subscribed on this shit. You hit play on it. You knew what you were getting into with us goons. But look, we got some business to get out of the way.
And also, if you can hear laughter in the background of my audio, Showtime at the Apollo's on, and I forgot to turn it off.
Jamel is actually he is backstage at the Apollo right now, and he's just in the wings of the stage.
Yeah. Sandman Sims, you are a cut up. Hold on, I'm busy right now.
Oh wait, Jamel's got the broom. He's got to go take care of something.
Yeah, I'll be.
That would be. Is that the best job in comedy? Is
being Sandman? Yeah, it's kind of good. I watched like 10 of these shits today.
It's
he took somebody off stage with he had a gun and a bat.
That's incredible, man. Look, I'm not taking anything away from Adam Sandler, but like maybe the wrong Sandman became a movie star. Could you imagine Billy Madison starring in The Sandman?
No. I mean, okay, you're proposing Sandman Sims has to go to school, has to go back to grade school.
I'm proposing an alternate universe where Sandman Sims is just doing Adam Sandler's filmography. There's like a they switch places, and Adam Sandler is in Harlem sweeping comics off the stage, and Sandman Sims is starring in Happy Gilmore and beyond.
Well, if we get 10 people to subscribe to our $1,700 a month Patreon,
we could do the Billy Madison reboot. Yeah,
we can make this as reality.
Well, speaking of Patreon, look, go to patreon.com/airbudspod if you want to support the buds. We got a little Patreon thing going. We do bonus content. We got a Discord. Jamel and I just put up a really fun, I thought, Patreon episode this week. $5 a month gets you access to all of that. Patreon.com/airbudspod. And look, if you can't support the buds financially, we put out more than 230-something episodes of this at this point. Not counting Patreon episodes. We've done we've probably put out like 400 to 500 hours of content for you guys.
And yes, half of it is us saying the same exact shit we said before.
We can't help it. We are on drugs most of the time.
What am I supposed to do?
But look, if you can't afford the $5 at patreon.com, there is another way you can support us. You can go to Apple Podcasts, all right? You can click 5 stars, rate us 5 stars, and tell you what, if you give us a 5-star rating and write a review, we will read what you write on the show, just like this. The headline for this review is, "Great show!" Exclamation point. From Dr. Facts, 5 stars, the body of the review. "Love the show. Better needs to work on his memory, though. Enough of this, I forgot to take a picture of this sandwich and then posting on the Views from the Vista Discord about forgetting. And it's been every Wednesday for a year. How do you forget 8 p.m. on Wednesday every week? Jamel and Peter are cool, though." So this is Dr. Facts from another Discord that I'm a part of, friend of the podcast, Steve Hernandez's movie Discord. And look, we have a sandwich channel, and occasionally I forget to post pictures of my sandwich that I eat.
I can't be accounting for everybody's daggone Discords, all right? It's 88 Discords.
Yeah. And you know what? Look, every Wednesday night at 8, do they watch a movie together and talk about it on the Discord? Yes. Do I sometimes forget? Yes. You know why? I'm recording Patreon episodes for Airbuds every Wednesday.
Yeah. And we got our own sandwich disc. We got our own sandwiches.
Yeah. Look, if we were a sandwich, who would be the bread and who would be the meat?
Well, Peter's a nice sourdough.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you agree, Peter? Go with like,
yep.
Hey, back, guys. Well, yeah, sourdough, gotta go. Bye.
I don't know what that was.
Why did Peter run in to talk about bread real quick?
She loves carbs.
It's true. Okay. Business out of the way. Jamel, today, Sunday when we're recording this, the Bucks and the Nets faced off. Daytime ABC game. Quite a battle, wouldn't you say?
It was a battle. It's also Bastille Day, so...
Is it Bastille Day?
No.
Oh. Isn't that like in July?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's very much like 5th of July or some shit.
Right. Saturday in the park. I think it was the 5th of July. Mm-hmm, it was Bastille Day.
Mm-hmm,
But yeah, Giannis Antetokounmpo dropped 49 points against Kevin Durant's 42, narrowly snagging the victory.
Thank you. Thank you, Giannis. You may have saved my fantasy season.
Thank you, Giannis, for putting the Sixers back in the one seed over the Nets.
You're saving our life. I put on my Buck socks this morning because I had a feeling. I had a feeling our guy was going to show up big. He heard all them episodes. He heard all 304 episodes where you called him a fraud.
I did not call Giannis a fraud. I have always consistently called...
The Bucks organization as a whole and his team and everything about him?
I think that they are wasting.
Except for the blowjob bell?
I know blowjob bell. Blowjob bell. Oh, yeah, I love that. No, I love Giannis. I love Giannis. I think he's great. I have just thought the Bucks have routinely built not a good enough team around him. So that's why I call the Bucks frauds. And you know what? I've been proven out every time I've called them that. Did I switch my stance in last week's episode when we were talking about Hal Lublin, the very hilarious Hal Lublin, and say the Bucks are no longer frauds? They are legit. Drew Holiday, I think, has come on and made them fully legit.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe that is just a natural transition here, Jamel, to talk about our Air Buds end of season awards. What do you think?
Oh, yes. The Budleys?
The Budleys. Yeah. The Bud Bundys.
Oh, I can't. I love the Bud Bundy awards.
Remember Bud Bundy?
Oh, that's crazy that that dude exists. What I've learned from watching all this Showtime at the Apollo is the 90s were fucked up.
Yeah, I think so.
The 90s were exactly fucked up. And the late 80s was extra fucked up, too.
Didn't Bud Bundy have a whole season where he tried to be a rapper named Bud X?
I don't know if that was a whole season, bro.
I think it might have been an entire season.
Well, the whole season of it?
Hold on. Bud X married with children. Google, no, take me. Right, because he actually is a rapper in real life. He was trying to have a rap career.
The real human.
Yeah, David Faustino.
Oh, I see what's happening. Yes.
Yeah.
I thought you. I've okay. Wait, I'm confusing Bud Bundy with Al Bundy.
You thought Al Bundy?
Yeah,
was
he's not
a rapper for an entire.
I'm sorry.
Season
yeah, I was Children? Like, yeah, I was like, I don't remember Al Bundy with a leather kufi on or nothing like that. No.
No. Bud Bundy.
Now it's coming back to me.
Anyways,
does he also rap as a dog? At some point?
I guarantee the dog rapped at some point.
Okay.
I would bet $1,000 that there is a moment of the dog rapping at some point in like the 9 seasons of that show.
Rapping about how the wife's a bitch?
Yeah, wife's a bitch and then you die.
Yeah.
Hey, this is a podcast about basketball.
Kick it off, buddy.
Back to the Bud Bundys, the annual Air Buds End of Season Awards. Look, all these other podcasts, they're talking about who's the MVP, who's the most improved player, who's the coach of the year. We're going to go at it a little differently here. You know why? I don't feel like making some half-assed, half-hearted argument about why Steph Curry deserves MVP consideration, because he doesn't.
Yeah, I'm not about to come on here and be like, oh, you know who I think is the best? I think the best guy is the best.
Yeah, look, you don't come to the Air Buds for, I don't know, informed opinions. You don't come to the Air Buds for
you know what you need. You know what you need? You know what you need to have a good basketball team? You need to make shots. You need to make your shots.
Yeah. Why don't you head over to theathletic.com/buds and sign up for a free trial there.
He's got a high motor. I think he's got a real high motor.
Can you still get like 9 years of The Athletic for like $2?
Bet fucking better.
How are they making money? Anyways, this is a... let's cut
by that. Suing us for fucking defamation of character. That's how we're keeping the motherfuckers in business.
It's like there's so much good stuff on The Athletic, and I'm not even saying that facetiously. Like, I'm just like, they're like, they hire all the best people, and then they're just like, also, if you want like 9 free years, like, we'll pay you to subscribe
because it's Athletic,
it's true. So, look, we transitioned to our awards because my first award I want to talk about is the Bucks of 2021 award. And as I mentioned moments ago, the Bucks, as we know, up until this season, have been frauds for years. As long as Giannis has been on the team, they have been frauds until now. So that leaves a vacuum for frauds this season. And I want to give the award for the Bucks of 2021, personally, to the Utah Jazz, Jamel. Did we just put in some applause here? I don't know. What do you think?
Should have left Apollo on. I don't know, son. I mean, normally I'm with you. Yes, the Jazz, police, defund, eliminate, incriminate. Yeah, all of these things are words I think when I think about the Jazz. But the amount of injuries, it makes me want to take away the fraud label. Because there's nothing, because that's just the Lord intervening, Michael. That's got nothing to do with man against man. That's man against tendon.
But tendon is part of man.
Tendon is man, for we are man. Didn't Adam take one of his tendons out and sit out a seat, like red shirt?
I think he took out a tendon to make his little tenderoni.
I'm just going to say my vote is for the Celtics.
Well, okay. Well, the Celtics, how are they frauds? They are. I think they are what they are. Like, it's pretty clear what they are.
Yeah, right. I mean, I feel, and I, a guy having to use an inhaler and still dropping 60, but you know that 60 doesn't matter. You're talking about the Bucks. This is a Bucks award.
Are you surprised about the inhaler? I mean, you've seen the Goonies, haven't you?
Yeah.
Look, kids with inhalers could be heroes too.
Damn, you're right.
Yeah, I am.
This is a marketing thing? Is this Goonies 3?
Starring Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown.
Jason Tatum with COVID?
Yeah.
No, I mean, my thing is, what your knock on the Bucks is, they put up crazy numbers in the regular season and for nothing.
They put up crazy numbers, are the kind of the consensus favorite, and then kind of are shown, all their weaknesses are shown. Their ass, look, it's not even that their ass is shown. It's like people gently pull down their pants, take out the butt, spread the cheeks, and show everything. Like they've just...
Wow.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you serious with that?
I think so. Have they done anything? Have they done anything?
I haven't seen any of their assholes.
Well, okay, you're not following Giannis on Instagram, then.
That is true.
I just think this year that is going to be the Jazz. I think I could see, especially if they end up playing the Memphis Grizzlies. Round one, I could see the Grizzlies taking a game or two from them and then them losing to, I don't know, who's going to likely be who they play.
Thank you for not saying that Memphis would win that series.
Oh, no. I don't think they would, but I think Memphis is not scared of the Jazz and have the ability to take a game or two. But then I think the Lakers are just going to, probably in round two, are just going to destroy them. Lakers could sweep them in round two.
Mike Conley's been good this year.
Mike Conley's good every year. And look,
Mike Conley wasn't that good last year.
Well, that's true. He was getting used to the elevation.
To having a gun issued to him?
Right.
Because he's a cop now?
Here, welcome to Utah. Here's your gun, and here's your four additional wives. No drinking. Like, bye.
He's like Martin Lawrence in Blue Streak.
I don't remember where he's Blue just Streak. Like,
Blue Streak is the one where Martin is a diamond... thief, and he's got a big heist with his team, and then they get arrested, so he hides the diamond in this building under construction, and he comes back 6 months later to find out that the building has become a police station. So in order for him to get into the vents of the building, he gets an alias as a cop and has to pretend to be a cop, and him and not Owen Wilson. What's the other fucker?
Wow. Luke Wilson?
Him and Luke Wilson are policiagas, I believe, in L.A.
I've definitely seen Blue Streak. It's probably been a long, long... It's probably been like 2 decades. That is not what I thought that movie was about at all. I don't remember it at all. Is it the one where Martin Lawrence, like... Is there a scene at the beginning where he like kind of dances for way too long?
Yeah, he's got a pizza box.
Yeah, he's in disguise, and then he like dances for like a minute and a half.
Really long time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's all and I remember from that movie.
Fake teeth and, yes, and goggles. Exactly. Yes,
yeah, yeah.
Yep, that, yeah. But you know what? That is most of the movie. Dave Chappelle is also in this movie. Jay-Z did a song for this movie. There's a music video where Jay-Z is inside of a diamond.
Oh, my God. I remember that. I remember that vividly. I was just talking about music videos from the late 90s yesterday when they used to just, like, have clips from the movie. They would just put clips in the movie in. And into the video, yeah. And you're just like, now you go back and you watch like "Are You That Somebody" by Aaliyah, and like suddenly there's clips of Eddie Murphy talking to a raccoon, and you're like, oh, this was for Dr. Doolittle, this song, this classic song.
Yeah, that shit rocks.
Yeah, but there's just like Aaliyah just looking beautiful, talented young queen dancing, all these dancers, and then suddenly like. Eddie Murphy has like a tongue depressor like on a bear. And you're just like, what? I don't remember this part.
Look, are you that somebody or not? Are you? Yeah, baby.
All right. So you're going with Celtics, whom I think they're 34 and 30. They're not like they don't have a center. They're not expected to do anything. Are you just saying based on general reputation of the Celtics and Danny Ainge that like the fact that they are underperforming has made them frauds all season long?
Yeah, they've been frauds this whole time. They are frauds within themselves. They have been, this has been now 6 or 7 years of fraudsmanship.
Fair point. I guess it's, much like all the media awards, everybody has their own approach to how they vote. And my approach is that I'm banking on the fact that the Jazz will be proven to be frauds in the playoffs. And your approach is they are fraud. The Celtics are frauds now. So yes. Give it to the best fraud of the regular season.
Give it to the current fraud.
Well, speaking of the Bud Bundys, let's go to the next transition. Let's go to the next award. This is the worst free agency move award. It's the award for. What has turned out to be a terrible idea by a team or a GM. And my nomination is the sign-in trade that the Charlotte Hornets pulled off for Gordon Hayward to give him 4 years, $120 million. Now, my reasoning, he's not worth that. He is not worth that. He did not live up to the expectations placed on him in Boston. Injuries, of course, played a key factor. But I remember seeing that move and like it's on paper. Like it is in ink. I've tweeted it from the Airbuds account. Like this is going to look like a terrible move. And then Gordon Hayward went on to have a absolutely fine year. Not great. Kind of helped play the Hornets into mediocrity, although LaMelo Ball probably had more of a part of getting them into the playoffs. And then Gordon Hayward goes down. He's missed 19 games so far this season. Unclear if he's coming back.
Looks like his leg is out of a boot.
Yeah, but there's only like 8 or 9 games left in the season. If the Hornets there's a chance they might fall out of the playoff tournament altogether if the Bulls can pull it together. Probably not, but like they're going to be likely a 9 or 10 seed to be in the playoff tournament or play-in tournament. Do you even bring Gordon Hayward back for that?
I think so, man. I mean, you know, I know it doesn't look like he's mattered, but this is a pretty good year by Hornet standards.
It's a very good year by Hornet standards, but it's like currently sitting at the 8 seed. And likely to fall to a 9 seed.
If, you know,
is not a great year by most team standards.
Hayward coming off the bench in a play-in game, I don't mind it at all. You got one game to beat the Heat. Need all the guns you can get.
That's true. Then you got to beat the Wizards, likely. You think the Wizards are going to beat the Pacers?
I mean, I think we got a shot. I think we're going to find out real fucking quick. We got 2 games with them.
Oh, right.
Coming up, so it's nuts ups or shuts up. The one we lost to Dallas yesterday hurt. that, because I was entertaining the thought of us even being at 500 at the end of this. But, you know, we'd have to win like 6 of our last 10. And this was very, you know, this was the one we were supposed to lose. And it was right there.
I was like, saying, I was saying last night, did I eat a weed gummy and watch the Warriors? Yes. And then I started texting you about which NBA team is which gang from the classic Walter Hill 1979 movie, The Warriors.
Right.
And I think I was spot on with the Pacers being the Baseball Furies.
I have no space to debate you here.
Baseball Furies, if you've never seen the film, they are a gang that dresses as a baseball team, and they use bats as weapons, and they have they paint their faces yellow and blue. Ironically.
They get their ass beat early in the movie?
They get their ass beat by the Warriors pretty early in the movie. There's like 12 of them, and they take on about 4 or 5 of the Warriors because the gang has been split up at that point. And the Warriors are massively outnumbered, and they just beat the shit out of the Baseball Furies. And I feel like that's the Pacers. They seem a little intimidating. They seem gritty. They seem tough. But like the moment like they are faced with any adversity, they just kind of roll over. And that's going to happen with the Wizards, because I think the Wizards are the Warriors, kind of. They're the underdogs here. They're tough. I think Russell Westbrook could be the leader of a gang.
Hey, you know, that's neither here nor there, but he's definitely suede vest, no undershirt.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We got a few dudes who are suede vest, no undershirt. My nominee for our little stupid dumb award is the Atlanta Hawks signing Rajon Rondo. What were you guys thinking? Oh, he'll be a mentor for the youth. You know damn well this dude is only thinking about the playoffs. And anything beneath that, he's going to try to set your team on fire.
Yeah, that's like letting a gun babysit your kids. Trae Young's mentor? No, he's not. He hates Trae Young.
Yeah, he wants to beat this kid's ass.
Yeah.
Which maybe that was good for them, maybe. You know, but, you know, you shelled out a few M's for that little lesson.
Yeah. It's crazy. It seems like everybody knows exactly what Rajon Rondo's deal is. He only tries, you know, starting in April, and he doesn't care, and he's kind of a bad teammate. But he just gets a shot every season. Why not just let him sit in the free agency and then pick him up in April?
I don't know why. I mean, because he's so good in the playoffs, you can't help but be tricked into thinking
he'll
want to be good starting next year.
Or you're just like, we need him for the playoffs. We can't let him sit there. So
we might as well try.
Is he gonna try to fight the starting point guard to try to prove that he's better? Like, yes. But like, you know, come April, we'll have him on the team.
Yeah. And he will be better.
Yeah.
But until then, and god damn it if he is. I mean, they lost to Denver last night, but it wasn't because of Rondo. He's just everywhere he's supposed to be at all times. Making the right pass, hitting open shots, getting to the rim when allowed, just forcing a defense to play everyone else honestly. I think that is Rajon's biggest skill.
Mm-hmm. Remember when he was such an asshole that Rick Carlisle basically cut him in the middle of a playoff series?
Yeah.
Like cut him from the team. It's crazy.
Yo, shit is... The guy makes things very intense. I don't know whose fault that was, but I know Monsieur Rondo was turning up the heat either way. Rick was like, this dude's going to kill me. Either I let him kill me and maybe we win this series, or I can look my children in the eye and cut this man.
Yeah. Now, Rajon Rondo signed a 2-year, $15 million contract with the Hawks.
Yep.
All of it guaranteed. And then Hayward signed a 4-year, $120 million with the Hornets. I
mean, yeah. As far as, you know, numbers go.
Yeah. I just wanted to throw that out there so, you know, when our faithful listeners are arguing about who was right, Ben or Jamel, who got it right? Who got the worst free agency signing of the year?
Well, right? One guy is still on the bench with the team. The other guy is not even in the same state as these fools.
Should we go on to the next Bud Bundy?
I believe so, Bud Bundy.
All right. So this Bud Bundy is the Glenn Big Baby Davis Memorial Biggest Baby Award.
Hey.
And that's just for the player that's the biggest fucking baby in the league. Now, look, Jamel, I don't know who you're going to nominate. I went through a lot of people on this. Luka Doncic, like, really kind of was tempting. Guy's a fucking baby. He complains. He whines. He's among the league leaders in technical fouls. But I just had to look at I had to look in my own house. You know, I had to look inward. And I found the answer. And that would be Dwight Howard, I think.
There you go.
Whiny ass, annoying ass Dwight Howard, leading the league with techs, with 16, was ejected in back-to-back nights in L.A. against the Clippers and then the Lakers.
There you go.
For being a whiny little baby. And he's just a baby. And so he gets my nomination. What do you think?
I don't mind that. Honorable mention to Bradley Beal, who loves to ask for a foul after every layup attempt. Also Stan Van Gundy. I just want to throw him a nod. He looks like a baby. He looks like a baby with a mustache.
He does look like a subplot in Boss Baby 2, where they try to the giant baby that is the Boss Baby's friend. They're like, we need you. This is Alec Baldwin as the Boss Baby. Big baby, we need you to infiltrate an NBA team so that we can. Whatever the plot is, and then they shave his head into a male pattern baldness and then put a fake mustache on him, and then that's him.
That's I love Stan what Van you did Gundy. With that. Yeah. I love what you did with the place there, Benner. A nod to Kevin Love. Kevin Love could get this one.
I did not even think of Kevin Love. And he's peaking right at the right time to win the biggest baby award.
One of the biggest baby things I've ever seen, mm-hmm. inbound a ball straight up in the air.
Yeah, he. If you're not aware, if you listen to this podcast, you probably are fully aware of what Kevin Love did. But yeah, he was apparently frustrated with a referee. That's what his excuse was. Yeah, you might think he's frustrated with being on the Cavs, but the referee, after a no call, checked him the ball so he can inbound, and rather than actually inbound it, he just slapped the ball, which led directly to the other team taking the live ball and hitting an open three immediately. Was that the Kings also? Was it the Kings or no?
Ooh, I'm not sure who it was.
I can't remember what team it was against, but like it was another shitty team. So it was like even like insult to injury, like Kevin Love, big fucking baby, slaps the ball, and then like a worse team throws it in your face that you suck. Get Kevin Love off the fucking Cavs. Not for his sake, but for the Cavs' sake.
Yeah, he can't keep watching these Blake Griffin highlights. It's not good for
Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus. This fall, the Disney bundle has all the action.
Holy smokes!
Watch live NFL and college football games on ESPN Plus. On Disney Plus, there's Loki Season 2.
War is on its way.
And Ahsoka.
Buckle up.
And on Hulu, you can watch The Boogeyman and Welcome to Rexha.
Oh my God, the expectation.
All of these and more streaming this fall with a Disney bundle. Blackouts and restrictions apply. 18 plus only. Access content from each service separately. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
For him, it's not good for y'all.
Yeah.
Make a move.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Kevin Love. Actually, you know, I might just go with Kevin Love.
Yeah, he's a top tier baby, S tier baby.
Super S tier baby. He's like Super Saiyan baby.
Yeah, and all the proceeds from this episode will be going to mental health awareness.
Right. Are we getting proceeds?
Do the next award, please.
The economy is made up of real people doing real stuff, and it affects everything. Which you obviously know since you're a real person doing real stuff. Marketplace is here to help you get smart about everything beyond the what of the day's business and economic news. We dig into the how and the why with the real people driving our economy. From big tech and interest rates to small businesses and what's happening at the Fed, Marketplace breaks it all down so you don't have to. Listen to Marketplace wherever you get your podcasts.
This one is your brainchild. It is the Dion Waiters Lifetime Achievement Award.
Yes. The player most likely to eat too many edibles on the plane and freak out.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'll go for it. It's just because I've been going first. I'll throw mine out there. I'll be quick. Kevin Porter Jr. Kevin Porter Jr. earlier this year basically hissy-fitted his way out of the Cavs. They moved his locker, and he freaked out, and the Cavs shipped him to Houston for a second-round pick that day. Now, some people say that was a bad idea because Kevin Porter Jr. might have a higher upside than some of the other guards that he was playing underneath and in Cleveland, but, you know, let's not talk about that. Let's talk about what happened in Houston. Kind of, you know, he's bad year for Houston, weird year for Houston. John Wall going out has kind of been good for him in a way, because he's been balling out a little bit, but he did ball out off the court, if you will. He went to a Miami strip club, got fined for that, reacted by dropping 50 the next night after the fine was announced. I think that's just, he just clearly has stoner behavior.
Yeah, champ with cheese, energy.
Mm-hmm.
We're very proud of you here at the program. Also, Jared Dudley in contention for this one. He is on the Lakers specifically to get high and play Madden.
To be fair, he did eat too many gummies on the airplane because he thought they were just like Haribo gummy bears.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone knows it's Haribo. The Haribo song.
I don't know.
It's a fun little ditty. Also, Malik Beasley. I feel like you might want to consider Malik Beasley here.
You know, he's got a lot of injuries, and he might seem like he's a good candidate for like alternative health solutions, which include, you know, CBD gummies, which often also have THC
and and getting suspended for, you know, 30 games. Can't hurt.
Wait, what did he get suspended for?
I forget. Let me look it up. But he did get suspended. Oh, want to race?
I somehow forgot about his suspension.
Yeah, I thought you was just going to have that in your noggin because I forgot too. It's not because he had sex with Larsa Pippen.
Oh, it is. I think I was thinking of a different. This is a sad thing. Let's not talk about it.
Oh, no.
We'll talk about it on air.
Or
off air.
But well, there you go.
Yeah.
Whoops. And yes.
But your final nominee, you actually had someone, didn't you? Before you had someone like locked and loaded, and I don't think it was any of these guys.
I thought it was Jared Dudley.
No, it was not Jared Dudley.
It's not Jakob Poeltl.
It's definitely not Jakob Poeltl. Anyone named Jakob Poeltl, I'm guessing, is not going to do They're going Jabari? For the Larry Bird, I'm going to drink a case of Miller High Life after the game, kind of lifetime achievement award rather than the edibles.
A couple names I'd also like to throw out because I forgot my whatever my original was. Alexej Pokusevsky. I could believe that someone on the Thunder handed him a weed gummy and said, hey, Latvian boy, try this.
Eat up.
Have a bite. Oh, he's from Serbia. My bad, player. Anyway.
You know what's weird about edibles?
That they're scrumptious?
People work. Oh. Yeah, exactly. People work so hard to make them delicious, but like you don't want to like eat more than one. It could be bad for you. Like,
yeah.
Imagine like getting an entire like chocolate cake that's like also infused with weed, and then like you're just like, I can only have one bite of this piece of cake.
Yeah, you need like 50 people with you.
Yeah,
to finish the cake right there,
and you don't get a bite this big.
Yeah, and you don't want leftovers.
Yeah, you don't want leftovers of edibles. You don't want to like come back a half hour later to finish the cake.
Yeah, no, because you'll die.
Yeah. Like, edibles should literally just be, like, clear, flavorless gummy bears that just have THC in them.
I see what you're saying.
That way you're not tempted to just eat 1,000 of them.
Are you sure? What if the flavorless part turns people on?
Well, you know, I guess then for those freaks, we'll give them the cake.
Let the freaks eat cake.
That's what Marie Antoinette said, yeah.
Let them freak cake.
Now, speaking of freaks with cake, we almost did an award for fattest ass in the NBA. Then we just figured that would just go to Kyle Lowry every year.
Obviously,
right?
every year. It's like it's a lock.
Yeah. So
PJ Tucker.
PJ Tucker, I think he's going to get some second place votes. Chris Paul for sure going to get some second place votes.
But you know who to get. We know who it is.
Yeah.
Consensus USA Today.
Exactly. Yeah. So what our kind of our version of the MVP award? Look. Have we mentioned that all three of the Airbuds work in the biz, the show biz?
Yeah, we're industry.
Yeah. Like our names are on lists all over town of
listicles,
people not to work with.
Yeah, the LA Times, but like the Spice Time, like with an H.
Yeah,
we're also in Cat Fancy magazine, Hottest Comics to Swatch, in Cat Fancy magazine.
Yo, I would love to be. There is a world where I could try to get interviewed by Cat Fancy magazine based on the project I'm currently working on. Yes. This guy is technically a cat.
Come on, get down, get with it.
Bro, what if I get my first big profile at Cat Fancy magazine?
Dude, I'm going to shit myself.
I'm going to shit in a fucking litter box in honor of Cat Fancy.
Yeah, that's going to be fire, bro.
But look, we're not here to talk about Cat Fancy today. We're here for the Variety Show Award, which is the award for the team which we feel, if given a network time slot, could put on the best show right now.
Yeah, it's best team or variety show.
Yeah. Now, Jamel, I don't know if I have mine fully formed yet. Who's your pick?
Well, you know, it really depends on the show. The Rockets as the challenge in some sort of like challenge base. Like you guys all have to play for your contracts. Mm-hmm. You have to do mini games. You have to play basketball, you know, while Jermaine Dupri stands in the middle of the court and you can't touch him. You know, that could be fun.
You know, we're talking about the challenge. I'm a huge challenge head. When's the last time you watched a challenge?
I watched the episode of the challenge today. It was just on TV. It was on Fave TV.
Which season? Recent or old?
I think it was recent.
It is a different fucking game now. It is a sport now. Have you like,
yeah,
if you watch it today, like you think of the challenge, the real world road rules challenge, back in the day. It was just a bunch of horny people in their 20s getting hammered. And occasionally they'd be like, you know, like, time to go. Like, whoever can hold on onto this inner tube the longest while we, like, drag you by a motorboat wins the challenge. Now they have them, like, whoever can, like, hike up this mountain the fastest while carrying, like, 60-pound weights on either like, shoulder, like, while also, like, eating pig guts and drinking literal blood, like, wins the challenge. Like, it is a real fucking challenge now.
It's challenging.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, motherfuckers want to keep them jobs, bro. Hey, whatever it takes.
All I'm saying is that eventually I think the challenge will be an Olympic sport, and I can't wait.
Oh, my God.
What if
every country's best reality stars?
Every country's best reality stars go for, like, the course of, like, the, you know, 2 weeks of the Olympics. That's just running the entire time. It is just a reality show live in real time over the 2 weeks of the entire Olympics.
They are fucking in a hot tub.
Fucking in a hot tub.
They're sucking and fucking.
Look, we all know the Olympics is already a suck and fuck fest. Why not air it on TV?
Ooh, we want to run a dick sucking marathon on y'all too.
Anyway, sorry. Okay, so the Rockets.
That's that. My actual answer: the New Orleans Pelicans. I think we have the right mix of personalities. I think Zion is an interesting lead man. Josh Hart, he's making really good, funny faces. We got Lonzo as kind of like the Eddie Haskell. Or that could be Jackson Hayes, Steven Adams being a funny brute, and then also Stan Van Gundy. What a character to just goof on.
Yeah. Wait, Stan Van Gundy?
Is he not the coach of the Pelicans anymore?
Oh, he is. I'm sorry. I've been so busy. My brain has been just fucking up all the time. He was still the Pistons coach in my head for like a minute.
Yeah, I know that. I understand. Yeah, I understand the vibe.
That was years ago.
But exactly. That's my pick.
Yeah, I think the Pelicans is a great option. I'm a little torn. I watched Wildcard for the first time in years recently. You know Wildcard?
Of course, dude. That was one of the movies I first illegally downloaded.
Yeah, it's a tight fucking movie. It's so funny. But there's a moment in there where Dewey Cox is he's a little washed up, and in order to revive his career, he gets a variety show on a network. And that reminded me, I went kind of down a rabbit hole of looking at variety shows recently, and like I think my favorite genre of variety show is the kind of the old throwback genre of like washed up celebrity trying to revive their career and like gets a variety show and they just place a bunch of like young actors. Johnny Cash had one. The Brady Bunch kind of tried to like revive their career with a Brady Bunch variety show.
Jesus.
There's just like a bunch of like weird variety shows out there. Sonny and Cher kind of had it, even though they weren't really washed up at the time. But I'm thinking about it and I'm like, who's like kind of an older player who's been saddled with this younger cast around them and like they're carrying the show. My mind goes to Steph Curry and the Warriors. Mm. I think like he's definitely like, I'm the only one on this team with talent and charisma, and I've been saddled with all these young children who suck. So I have to hit it out of the park every night.
I get it.
Yeah. So I think he could be, the Warriors could be a variety show. Does that mean that they're the best variety show? This is why I'm torn. I don't think so. I don't know if I want to see one guy dragging a bunch of talentless, funny, unfunny fucks through the mud in order to put on a show. So that gets me thinking, who's the Muppets of the NBA, Jamel? Who Ooh. Is the Muppet Show of the NBA? And I don't know if I know the answer, but I think it might be the Brooklyn Nets. I think they're all a bunch of fucking Muppets.
I thought you were going to say the Sixers.
Sixers could be Muppets as well. You got
the Sixers Joel are Embiid. Muppets. I'm sorry.
Like,
what do you mean?
Could they've be. Got like five main characters on the Sixers, but so do the Nets,
and so do the Muppets.
Right, but then okay, so this is where the Muppet test comes into play. Who is the Skeeter on either team? Who is the stage manager, the guy behind the scenes that's still providing comedy but keeping things running, keeping the well-oiled machine fucking cranking with oil? You got Steve Nash on one, and you got Doc yeah. Rivers on the other. Who is yeah. more Skeeter-like? Definitely Steve Nash. He looks definitely. Like fucking Skeeter.
Yeah, he looks like he just, that's all he wants to do is open the curtains.
Yeah. Doc Rivers looks and sounds like Sweetums. That big lumbering motherfucker that's like, Sweetums wants to go to Hollywood. Like, that's how Doc Rivers sounds.
I mean, and the thing that we're missing is the Spurs is the right answer. For 25 years, like it or not, Pop is Lauren Michaels.
Oh.
He just puts a product on the floor.
You're 500% right, actually, with that. The Spurs are SNL.
They're balanced.
Yeah. Like, last
season... They all can do a voice. They all have got a voice.
Yeah. Last season was the, like, Robert Downey Jr., Randy Quaid season.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Things got a little out of whack. That's fine. But we tightened it back up. We fired all them niggas.
Yeah. Yeah. It might got to be the Spurs. They are SNL.
Spurs are SNL. You're bringing in Gorgie Jang. Gorgie Jang is Keenan. To bring him in at this point in his career?
Right. Gorgie Jang is Keenan. He just, if you put him in a basketball game, all he needs to do is just make a facial expression to get a laugh in the middle of a game.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it might. Yeah, I think that is true. It is. It's the Spurs. They are, I think, best variety show. But I think the Nets get my second place vote because they are the Muppets.
I mean, and yeah, like, you know, SNL, it's like the thing about saying they're SNL is just that it's undeniable. You're just going to have to deal with them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, yeah. Is it the best? You know, hey.
No. A lot of players leave from there and go on to have their, like, you know,
their own
thing. Best parts of their career. Look at Kawhi.
Kyle did a reverse, but anyway.
Right. Well, he won a championship, at least. Led the Raptors. Okay, one more thing as to why the Nets are the Muppets. Do you remember in the Muppet movie, the original film, when Kermit rode the bike?
Yeah.
Tell me he doesn't have the same body proportions as Kevin Durant.
Specifically him on a bike.
Kevin Durant. Look at Kermit the Frog's long ass legs with those long ass feet pedaling a bike. And then look at the picture of Kevin Durant's long ass legs with those loaves of bread for feet. They have the same lower part of their body, at least.
Unbelievable.
They're both just all arms and legs with a tiny torso.
Okay. So the thing is, you're not wrong. But the real issue is I keep lowering my chair.
You have gotten lower and lower throughout the episode.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know. Do we have any more? I don't have any more Bud Bundys on my list. You got any?
No, I think we budded all our Bundys, Bud Bundy.
I think we did bud the Bundy. Any listeners out there that want to look into Bud Bundy's rap career, David Faustino, hit us up. Email us earbudspodcast@gmail.com. Send us links to David Faustino's rapping.
For sure. And also, what if we did, instead of the sixth man, we did the cis man?
The cis man?
The cis man. The cis man or the cis man?
The cis man?
Yeah.
What is this award?
It's the straightest guy in the league.
Oh, I watched the Sister Act 2 yesterday, so I just had sister in my head.
The cis man of the year.
Who is the straightest guy in the league? Cis man of the year. It might be Jared Dudley too.
Yeah, that actually makes sense. He just seems like such a cargo short wearing family man.
Right. And it's not like a toxic thing. He's not like, I'm straight, bro. It's just kind of like, can you imagine a straighter dude than that?
I love it. Hand it to him.
Not that he's like, not that he's like homophobic or anything, just that like he's not interesting enough to have ever thought about kissing a dude.
Yeah. I get it. Cis through blandness.
Exactly. It's just, there's just like, he's just leather sandals, cargo shorts, dad at the grill, flipping burgers, kiss the cook apron, motherfucker.
Yeah, and also, I would like to also note, Devin Booker is back with the fellas. Drinks with the fellas is back.
Woo! Yes, shout out to the Suns. I'm looking forward to talking more about the Suns as the playoffs begin. I'm excited for them.
The fellas is back.
Yes, back. Chris Paul. The Suns did it, man. I like Chris Paul now.
Wow,
he's always been. I mean, look, we've always acknowledged that he is one of the greatest point guards to ever play the game. Just having gone to so many Clippers games over the years and watching him on a regular basis, 3 to 4 times a week, he was hard to fucking watch play. And now I'm just like, yes, Chris Paul, I want to watch you play every night. Like, I want to see you like teach these children how to fly. He is the opposite of Rajon Rondo. He's exactly what the Suns needed, and they're so fun.
Yeah. I couldn't think of a funnier name to rhyme with Rajon Rondo. But I do agree.
Yeah. What else? Raptors, are they going to make the play-in tournament?
They're 3 games back. Fuck no.
Yeah, I don't think they can do it. Anything else we should cover? Anything more current? Do we want to actually give quick predictions for awards?
Well, no. I just... I want to take back everything I said, because basically I just sealed the Wizards' fate, guaranteeing that the Raptors won't make the play-in. So I'm sorry to the front office. Whoops.
Sorry, Brad. Oh, you know, I want to push back on one thing. Is Brad a big baby?
He's a baby, dude.
I think when he's cool. Funny, you can be a baby. And I think he's very cool, funny about how he complains and how he reacts.
Is, yeah. And it is funny. Him taking a hit and laying out is funny. That's not the problem. The problem is him getting 2 techs. We lost to the Spurs. He caught a tech. Him and Russ caught a tech in regulation. It ended up a tied game.
Yeah, that was
a tough
ass fucking loss for you guys.
Come on, man. Mm-hmm. And, you know, having watched it, he was just like, he's getting frustrated about this scenario, and he keeps putting himself in the same scenario. And it's like, I've seen this 1,000 times, man. The ref isn't going to budge. He's a fucking ref. The refs literally just got together and decided that they're the cops now, and you can't touch them or be mean to them. So, no, the ref is going to dig in, like, and you getting mad and staring the guy down without blinking is just only going to scare him.
Yeah. You know who has, I think, great potential to win this award in future seasons? Maybe not next year, but the year after, if he continues on this path?
Who da?
Shake Milton. That guy complains like he's Bradley Beal already. That man whines and moans to the refs for everything. And I just want to be like, you're in your second year. And
some
you're
dudes just
guy.
Gotta... You have to do that shit just to get wound up. I do that at the park. I'm not complaining about calls, but I've been known to make a call.
Well, we'll see if you make any calls while we're playing our dab game coming up soon.
Dab game next week.
Next week, no.
At the Palladium.
I need to find a fucking court with a rim on it neighborhood so I can actually put up some shots before we play.
Let's go to North Atwater, man.
I haven't shot any fucking... I haven't shot a basketball in over a year in this entire pandemic.
So what? I don't care.
I know you have.
Yeah. Get beat.
No.
Get beat. I don't want to die from dabs.
You're the one that pitched this, aren't you?
Yeah, but that's why I'm trying to win.
True. Okay, let's wrap this up. We're just meandering now. We're just catching up as friends.
Yeah, it turns into that sometimes.
Yeah. Thank you guys for listening. At Airbuds Pod on all things, patreon.com/AirbudsPod. At Nonprofit Comic on Twitter. He's back, baby. Bye.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.